Okay, today is Daf Lamed. We are on towards the end of Chav Tes Amud Beis, about 5-6 lines in the bottom of Amar Rav Hanan. So just to get back to what we're discussing, we brought down, again, that there's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about somebody who sells his field during Yovel. Again, if you sell field before Yovel, it goes back to you on Yovel. What happens if you sell your field on Yovel? So Rav says it's a sale, and then it goes out. The sale goes out. Shmuel says that it's not considered, it's not a sale at all. Oh, okay. So, Amar Rav Anan. Rav Anan says, Shamis minei demar Shmuel tarti. I heard two memros from Rav Shmuel. Chadahach, one is this din that we just discussed, that if someone sells his field on Yovel, it's not sold, because he had that Kavul Chomer, it's not sold. The Idach, and another statement that he heard from Shmuel, similar idea, was Hamocher Avdol Ovi Kochavim. Someone sells, it has to be his Eved Kenani, to a non-Jew, Ovi Chutzlaretz, or he sells it to a Jew in Chutzlaretz, Yotze Lecherus. The Chachamim made a Knas, and that they forced us to make sure that the Eved goes free. So, Chada, in one of these, so Shmuel, again, so these are cases where Shmuel says the sale is basically void. Chada, in one of these situations, Hadar Zvini, the money goes, he hurt, and when he got his notes were messed up. So in one case, he had it written down, in one case, the money goes back to the purchaser, and the purchaser doesn't lose any of the money. Chada, lo Hadar Zvini, and in one case, the purchaser, as if it's sold, the purchaser, the money leaves the purchaser, and we basically reverse the transaction, but the purchaser has lost his money. And I don't know which one is which. I don't know in which case Shmuel said the purchaser loses his money. Was it in the case of where he tried to sell the land on Yovel, or the case where he bought an Eved Kenani, let's say a Jewish person in Chutzlaretz bought an Eved Kenani. So why Chutzlaretz has to go free? In this case, if he sells it to a guy, he's not in a Jewish environment. So Rashi says, because if he sells it in Chutzlaretz also, he's losing out on certain mitzvos. Rashi says,
he's selling his Eved Kenani to a guy.
Yeah, so just assume, the Gemara talks about it, assume that the guy, it's under Shulton Israel, and the guy is Meshuba to the laws of the Jew, and he listens. So I ain't nothing I'm in that. So the Gemara says, so Amar Rav Yosef, Nechsei Anan. So first, before we get there, it's important Rashi. Rashi says, Lo Yadani Chaminai, it doesn't know which one, the Mekach Hezbato. It has to be. It has to be the case of the Yovel that he says that the money that he keeps the money because if he loses, because otherwise it would be the same thing as Rav. Rav says the Mekach is batel and he loses the money. The money goes back, so because there's no sale. So Shmuel argues on Rav and says what, that the money goes back. It's the same thing, right? Rashi lo yadan chaminai osev e kasha pshita. It's pashut. Did mehach the hamocher sadeh b'shnas hayovel kamar Shmuel da mekach batel va'amos chozrin? It has to be in that case that the mekach is completely batel and the mos is chozrin. The im mos avudim, because if he loses the money and the money doesn't count, my ika bein Rav l'Shmuel. What's the difference between Rav and Shmuel? Right, when Rav said if you sell the field, he says it's mechura, right? It's mechura, so that means it's a good sale and it goes back. So that means. That means it would be the money's lost. And the Shmuel is saying that the money's lost there also. What's the difference? So Rashi gives two naftiminos. The first naftimini he says is the guy quickly, according to Rav, basically, he says it's Mahuro, the guy quickly runs ahead and chops down some trees and takes the trees before the sale is reversed, then he doesn't owe him anything. The Rashi says it doesn't make sense because it's automatic. There's no time frame in between one or the other that. But then Sirachi gives a second nafkamina. The nafkamina is if you try to do a kinyan agav. Kinyan agav means I'm selling metaltalin agav the karka. Meaning the karka, usually you have to make a kinyan on the metaltalin. But the metaltalin are on the land, and via buying the land, I'm going to buy the metaltalin. So if you say, like Shmuel, that it's not a sale, well then you didn't buy the karka, you didn't buy the metaltalin. According to Rav, you bought the karka, so you bought the metaltalin, and automatically the karka goes back. But at the time of the kinyon, it has impact on the sale of metaltalin. At least I'm giving that, I'll call you later. Okay, fine. So that, so Amar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef says Nechsianan. Let's add to the suffix to figure out in which case Shmuel says the sale is good and the money's lost. Minitanya Bebraisa. We learned lost means that the purchaser loses his money. Minitanya Bebraisa. The Braisa says as follows: Hamocher Avdo Bechut Floret. Someone who sells his land, his servant says his Eved Kanani in the Chutz Floret to a Jew who lives outside of Israel. Yotzel Lecheiros. The Chami made a Knas, and the Eved goes free. V'tzorich gets shichro mirabo sheni, and he needs to get a emancipation document from the second rav. So when shmami na mi dekari leila sheni rabo, from the fact that they're calling this second person, meaning the purchaser, the fact that they're calling the purchaser his rebbe, alma, you see from here lo harji zvini, that he doesn't, the money doesn't go back. Meaning the purchaser lost his money, because if it was not considered, if the money would go back, he wouldn't be considered his rebbe. He won't be considered his master. Alma lo harjizini, the kika amr Shmuel hacha. So here, meaning here by Yovel, which where Shmuel says ena mechura umaris mos chazrin. Here it's where Shmuel says it's not considered a sale, and the money goes back. For Rabbanan, so why didn't Rabbanan know that? Some affair is brisa. So for Rabbanan, so he says, Rabbanan says, Rabbanan brisa lo shmile. Rabbanan didn't know the brisa. Rashi says, Rashi says. Have Brisa the Tzurka Chikra lo have Shmile. The idea being is that you assume that all the Amoraim knew all of the Mishnayos, but there are tons and tons of Brisas and Toseftas that weren't necessarily included. So it's not guaranteed that every Amora knew every single Brisa and every single Tosefta. V'Dishmuel, so the Gemara says Brisa Shmuel. So the Gemara asks. The Gemara says U'Dishmuel mi ma'ida ena mechura moros chozrim. Dilma ena mechura umoros matana. Why are you saying for sure? Why are you saying for sure that if you sell your field on Yovel, when Shmuel says Eina Mechura, means that it's not sold and the money goes back? Maybe it's not sold, and since you know the halacha, the money becomes a matana, and he doesn't get the money back. The purchaser doesn't get the money back. Why? Because we have a similar case. Like someone tries to do kiddushin with his sister, which just doesn't work. You can't do kiddushin with a chayiv krisus. The itmar hamekadosh achoso, someone's mekadosh's sister, hopefully with kesef. Mekadosh achoso with kesef, right? Rav amar maos chozrin. Rav says the money goes back. Shmuel amar maos matana. Shmuel says the maos are a matana. So therefore, you see that maybe when Shmuel says it's something that's not considered a sale, maybe he says that you lose the money anyway. It's a way to get like the guy tries to try to get money to his sister, so he gets his money to his sister this way. Machlokas Mishonim as to whether or not you get Malkos for trying to effect Kedushin on a Chiv Krisus, and some Machlokas Rama Ravid. But you see from here also that when Shmuel says that it's Eina Mechura, who says Eina Mechura means the money comes back? Maybe it's Eina Mechura and you still lost the money, and the money is viewed as a Matana. So we don't have an answer to that question as what the story is with Shmuel. Okay. So now, Amalei Abayi Rav Yosef, Mach Chazis de Katsinan Leil Lokeach, Nikmesei Lemocher. In the case where we just said that the money doesn't, let's just say for the case of the Eved Kanani. So the Eved Kanani, I buy the Eved Kanani, I live in Chutz Laretz, I buy the Eved Kanani for someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael. We say it's a sale, and I force the Eved to go free, but I don't get to keep the money. Why are you Kones me? Why do I have to lose the money? Let the seller, get my money back. The seller loses money. So Amar Lei, interesting, back and forth. Rav Yosef says to Abai, lav achbara ganav, elo chora ganav. It's not the mouse who steals; it's the mouse hole that steals. If the mouse not had a hiding spot, he wouldn't be able to steal. So either by buying it, I'm considered a hiding spot, but not for me. He wouldn't have been able to sell it, so I'm the one who gets punished. So he says back to him, "Ilav achbara chor minoya." If there's no mouse, there's no need for the hole. So therefore, if there's no guy selling it, there's no need for me. So he goes, "Mistabra." He says, "You're right." I don't know. So with the back and forth, he says, "Mistabra hecha di isei li isur kansina." We have to make a knas. Where is the isur residing at this point in time? The isur being the fact that the Eved Kanani was sold. Who owns it at that moment? Me, the guy from Chutz Laretz. So that's where we're going to establish the Knas. We're going to establish the Knas where the Isser, quote, Isser, is lying. It's lying now, lying down. I mean, it's now by me, so we make the Knas by me.
Even though I facilitated it myself.
But I facilitated it also by buying it.
Okay.
And where is it? We're equal. There are two parties to every transaction. They will need both to make to effectuate a transaction. Where is the item now? It's in my possession, so that's where the knas. It's not like you're necessarily being konis me. You're making the knas as to where the item is. The Mishnah had mentioned, right, you have 2 years, right? You have 2 years with a minimum of 2 years for the sale to be valid, or you can prepose it after 2 years. But one of those years was Haisa Shnashi Dafon V'Yirakon or Shnashis Ein Olam Min HaMinyan. Right? If it was like a wind or drought, or 1 year with Shemitah, where I didn't have the opportunity to use the land, that doesn't count. And Mishnah also said, but if I plowed it, or Nero, Hovira, the difference was if I plowed it, then, what's the difference between Hovira and Nero?
One is to plow,
and one is to just, Nero is to plow, that's Hovira, yes. Is to move everything out from
it.
Left is a fallow, okay. So hashta hovira olalo. If you left it, it counts. Nira mi bai. Why would you think nira? Nira, of course, nira is, you know, if not doing anything counts, then doing something definitely counts. So Gemara says no. Nara it's rechle. Nara I need the right. So the chamina amrin. So the chamina might have thought amrin anle. We would say to the mocher when he comes to redeem the field from the purchaser, havle dame vilesek. He at least plowed your field. So pay for that. You should pay for that work. Kamashma, no. That when I own the field, when I buy the field, I do with it as I want. One of the things I want to do with it is to Nara. When he has the right to redeem it, he has the right to redeem the field as is. He doesn't have to include. It's not including my output. Everything has to be factored in to the price. That possibility exists. Rabbi Lezer Omer. Rabbi Lezer says Machra Lo. Rabbi Lezer says if you sold him a field filled with produce before Rosh Hashanah, then the possibility exists that within the 2 years, he's going to have three harvests. So, Tanya, Rabbi Lezer, Omer, Minayin, Shimach, Lo, Lefnei, Rosh Hashanah, Melei, Poros, Shalo, Yomer, Lo, Hanach, Lefanai, Kederosh, and Hanach, Lefanecha. It's not like a car rental where you have to return the tank full as you got it. You can't say, oh, since you got it with a field full with produce, when you return it, you have to return it to me with a field full of produce. No, if it's that within the 2 years, I, the purchaser, get the right to that produce. I don't have to return a full tank. Right, so lo yomer lo, he can't say to him, hanach lefanei, leave for me, kederosh anach lefanecha, the way I left for you, which is a full field. Talmud Omer, therefore the pasuk says, b'mispar shnei tuos yimaker lach, pamim, right, b'mispar shnei tuos, right, which is from the pasuk somehow, is that he takes all the tuos within 2 years. B'mispar shnei shanim tuos, which is shepamim, sometimes, shadam ochal shalosh tuos b'shnei shanim. You can even have three harvests within 2 years, in a situation where it was left filled, full, and you sold it right before Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Next Mishnah. Machla l'rishon b'mane. Okay, so I am the owner of the steyachuzah, and I sell the field to Reuven for $100. Machla rishon l'sheni, I guess the field appreciates, so Reuven sells it to Shimon for $200. I then now want to, bless you, I want to redeem my field, right? So we say, B'masayim. Right, sorry. So we say, that when I come to redeem it, Ein mechashiv el im harishon. The only calculation I make is with the first one. So, if I sold it in year one, so you defease it every year, so that means if now I'm coming in year 25, halfway done, I don't have to pay 50. I don't have to pay 100, which would be half of the 200. Ein mechashiv el im harishon. Shinemar, so Pasuk says, the full Pasuk says, V'chishev eshnei mimkaro, heishiv esa odif, La'ish asher machalo. So it's you calculate the odef, the change, to the man to whom you sold it, asher machalo. So that's person number one. However, machra l'rishon b'masayim, if I sold it to the first person, I sold to Reuven b'masayim, u'machra rishon l'shen b'mon, and then it depreciates, so he sells it to Shimon with 100. So according to what we said before, I would have to go redeem it after 200. Mer says, no, einu mechashiv elim achron. Then I win. I go, no matter, either way I win. I get we're making, right, for the seller, and I would only have to worry about the 100 that was for the second sale. How do I know that? Shenema, the pasuk says, v'chishev et shnei mimkaro, v'hishev es ha'odef la'ish. And I guess you take off Hashem Achalo, just learn la'ish. So la'ish Hashem Achalo, you calculate it against the man who's there. So on one end, in one situation, the Gemara's going to ask, wait, okay, I get your drasha. So in one situation, we're going to calculate it against the person who you sold to. And one situation, calculate against the person who has it. Who says that you're making Maybe you should always go according to the, you know, go maybe going to the Machmir. Maybe say that the case of the East Asher B'Socho is what it appreciates. Why are you going? Why are you being makil on the on the seller each way? That's the Gemara's discussion.
Does it go by what the value is when you do want
to
redeem it?
No, it goes according to this. It goes according to either if it appreciates, it goes according to the value when you sold it. If it depreciates, it goes according to the value when you redeem it. So the Gemara says, Lo yimkor birachok v'yagal b'karov. Don't sell. You're not allowed to sell a field, a distant field that you own, in order to get the money from that field so you can redeem it something that's closer. We'll see why. Don't sell a bad field in order to redeem a good field. You can't borrow money in order to redeem. You can't redeem half the field. It's all or nothing. But if you're, that's by selling. But if you're makdish your field and you're coming to redeem it from hektish, then mutar bekulam. And all these things you're allowed to do, ze chomer behedjot behektish. These are the dinim, the din of selling your field, which is selling to hedjot, is more machmir than if you are makdish your field to hektish. Again, Gemara doesn't have to discuss the reasons behind that. So Tana Rabbanan, learned in the Braisa. Right, again, we're always going to be making on the mocher, on the goel, right, redeeming it. Tana Rabbanan, machmir l'rishon b'man nasi, he sold to the first, he sold to Ruvein for $100. And he goes ahead and sells it to Shimon for 200. How do I know that I only have to calculate based on the first price, the price that I sold to Reuven? Talmud Lomer, the pasuk says, La'ish asher machalo. You focus on the one who you sold to. But machal arishon b'masayim, it's the same Mishnah. He sold to the first one with 200. Machal arishon l'sheni b'mana. He tells to the second one with the mana. How do I know that I calculate the second one? Talmud Lomer Laish. We say Laish Asher B'Socho Divrei Rebbe. That's how Rebbe learns it. Okay, so the guy wins on both ends. He's like Hektish, I guess. He wins on both ends. Rebbe Dostai Ben Yehuda Omer. Rebbe Dostai Ben Yehuda has the same idea. We're going to go according to a Rashi and Tosfos say. The Rashi and Tosfos say this case is similar, where it's two sales. Tosfos says it could also work out if it's with one person, but. We're going to go with a case where it's a double sale, because then it keeps consistency in the brisa. So, Rav Dosai ben Yehuda Omer, Michara lo b'mana. So I sell it to Reuven in the mana, v'hishvicha, and the sod that field appreciates. You see, it just appreciates. You can say it appreciates in his hands, and that's how it is. Or it appreciates, and therefore he sold it. V'hishvicha v'amda masayim. So he sells it to somebody for 200. Minayin she'enu mechashiv ela b'mana. How do we know that we calculate it based on the first initial sale? Shenemar, the pasuk says, v'hishiv es ha'odif. You return, like the change. So he says, ha'odif shebiyado. The change in the hands of the lokeach, I guess. Machal ob masayim, I'm not exactly sure. Machal ob masayim, v'chsifa, he sold it for 200, and it depreciates to 100. V'amda almana, minayin shemilchashim elimana. How do we know we go back to the mana? Shenamar, v'yishiv esa odif. Odif shebekarka. How do you look at it? You look at the person, or you look at the land? So if when it appreciates, I look at the odif of the person, and therefore whatever I gave him, whatever I sold it to him for, which is 100, and when it depreciates, I look at the odef of the karka, which at the point in time now is 100. It's cheaper. Again, Gemara's going to ask after this question. Gemara's eventually going to ask, why am I? Yes, I understand that the drush would go both ways. Why are you going both ways that way? Why are you being makel? So first, the Gemara asks, okay, so my benayu, what's the distinction between Rebbe and Rebbe Dostai? They both are learning the same halacha. They're just learning that from different psukim. So he says, the iyaker, the zal, the iyaker. The chilik is a place where the field was worth 200, went down to 100, and now is back up to 200 when it comes to redeem it. So, sells it to Reuven for 200, right?
Then it goes down to 100.
Then it goes down to 100, and now it's back up to 200 when it's coming to redeem it. Rashi says, right, Rashi, the last Rashi, the last short line Rashi, right? So machra lo b'masayim, right? He sells it 200. Who machra rishon l'sheni b'mana? Then this rishon sells it back to the sheni with 100. V'nis yakra b'yad hasheni, and it goes up in value by the second person. But under masayim, so now it's back to 200 by Shimon. The Rebbe the amar liish asher b'socha, according to Rebbe, who says it says liish, you know, based on the person, lo yahiv ella mana kemad yahav b'sheni. It goes according to what the second guy purchased. The second guy purchased it at 100, so therefore you have to pay. You do your redemption, your defeasance based on the 100. Ulu Rav Dostai, Yohai Masayim, Rav Dostai says you go according to 200. the amart od, because you have to look at the odef. In both cases, the odef of the person you sold to is 200, or the odef of the karka is also 200. That's going to be the nafkamina. But then the Gemara says, the question that we're looking for, umimai de lekula, dilma lechumra. Okay, I understand that you made these drushas, that they're two different cases. How do I know that in each case, in each instance, I'm going to go lekula, legabe, the guy who's coming to redeem it? Maybe I go lechumra. Maybe if it depreciates, you go according to the initial price, and if it appreciates, you go according to the current price. Why are we saying it the reverse? So the Gemara says, no, los lakadaitach, you can never think that. Right, los lakadaitach, to be machmir, because the Gemara gu'ula, gu'ula me eved ivri. There's a gzeir shava to eved ivri, right? For eved ivri, it says, umatzah kadei gu'ula so. Sorry, that's how it says by the fuel. And by the eved ivri, it says, gu'ula ti yelo. So just like the pigeon or the eved ivri, we look at him at the cheaper price, so too, by the seyachuzah, we look at the cheaper price. Great, Gemara says, minolam. How do we know that by the eved ivri? Right? Your whole basis is based on the eved ivri. How do you know that? Minolan. So the Gemara answers the Tanya, the following brisa. Nimkar bimane, the hishbiach the amad amasayim. So the eved ivri for whatever is sold, he sells himself. So I think the case here is he sells himself to a goy, but I don't know if it matters. So he sells himself to, at a value of 100, and then you know, market conditions change, or he works out, and now he's working on the yard. Now he's worth 200, right? The hishbiach for amad amasayim. So now he wants to redeem himself. He's got some money, now he wants to redeem himself. Again, the Eved Ivri has a similar redemption based on the years. You know, he reduces, he defeats it based on the years. So if he sold for 100, and they're half the time elapsed, he can redeem himself for 50. So, how do you know the calculation is only from the original 100? From the kesef that he was bought for. Kesef miknaso. What if nimkav masayim? Now what if he was sold for 200 and then he could get weakened, or the market, you know, now there's a glut of slaves in the market, but Amal Almana, now he's only worth 100. Again, he gets the benefit, and the calculation is based on the 100. Shenemar, Kefi Shanav. It says, Kefi Shanav, based on his years, which is based on the years that are left. And looking at that, the years that are left, currently now he's only worth 100. So the Gemara says, "Einli Ella Eved Ivri and Nimkar Ovi Chachavim." So I know this idea only if the Eved Ivri is sold to a guy, Shenigal V'Yado Aliona, that he redeems and he gets the upper hand, meaning he gets the cheaper price. Nimkar Yisrael Minayin. If he's sold to a Jew, how do we know also that he gets the lower price? I don't know why we think that there's a difference, but okay. Talmud Omar, the pasuk says, "Sacher Sacher Gzeir Shava." In the psukim that discuss selling to a guy. Talk says the word sacher, and the psukim that talk about a Jew, selling to a Jew, also say sacher. I don't know why the guy would be why are you learning from the guy to the Jew? Why not learning from the Jew to the guy? Why was there a difference? I don't know.
Before you go any further, I can't get past we have two issues here, the market value of the field, A and B. Also, isn't it a rental? So if I buy it and sell it in year one and buy it back, redeem it in year 10, it's worth less because now it's closer to Yovel. So how is it related to the price, the money or the Messiah that you spent on the field? You also got to take into account... So
everything is taken into consideration on the sale price.
Messiah, but I was talking about that. How is that? You see, we're saying with what he paid and what he...
And what the value was now.
Based on
all considerations.
Right.
And every consideration that the real estate market takes into consideration,
right,
when said location, Yovel, produce, every consideration. Okay, so Amara, so the question is, okay, we see that, we still haven't seen the same question now applies to the Eved Ivri. We ask, why by this day Ahuza does the guy get the cheaper price? So we say, oh, we learned from Eved Ivri. How do we know? Because we learned from the Psukim. But how do those Psukim show us that the Eved Ivri gets the better, when he redeems, he gets the cheaper price? So Amara Vayevai says, Hareini ki ben azai b'shukei tveria. I am like ben azai in shukei tveria. Basically, I'm on fire. Ask me anything. And Rashi says, Meshubach b'mkomi shani darshan u'baki. I am ready to go like ben azai shani mishtabeh b'shukei tveria. Tveria. That's Gemara in Bechoros. And Daphne Ches. Ben azai said that everyone compared to me is like a peel of garlic. I know it all. So Abaye says, basically, I'm on fire. Ask me anything. I say, anything? Okay, fine. So Amalei Ahumi Rabbanan. So one of the Chachamim said to Abaye, okay, when it comes to the case of the Eved Ivri, we have the words mikesef miknaso, which says based on what he sold himself for. Then we have kefishanov, which says we make the evaluation based on what's left. You can learn it l'chumra for the Eved Ivri l'kula. Why? Which way? Mimayi l'kula, im l'chumra. So he says, no, lo soka daita. You cannot think that when it comes to the Eved Ivri, that you're going to be machmir on him. Why? Because the Eved Ivri, there's so many, we see how much respect is given to the Eved Ivri. Because the Torah is mekil for him, in machmir on the owner, as follows, the Tanya. There's a pasuk, Bryce says, as quotes the pasuk, ki tov lo imach, has to be good for him with you. Eved Ivri has to be with you. Imcha b'machal, he has to be equal to you when it comes to the food. Imcha b'mishte, and he has to be with you when it comes to drink. Shilotia ocho pas nikia, hu ocho pas kiva. You can't be eating white bread and him eating whole wheat bread. Today's day and age is flipped. The white bread, right, the whole wheat bread is the much better bread, right? But that's all the dietetic stuff. But in those days, you know, it had the bran and the subim inside, so the clean bread was better. So you can't be eating the clean bread and him eating the non-clean bread. He has to eat with you, right? Shalotia pas nikiva pas kiva. Ata shosi yain yoshin, and you're drinking older wine, which is better. And he's drinking newly wine, which hasn't developed yet. Ata yoshin agabi mochin, and you're sleeping on soft pillows. Vuhu yoshin agabi karka, and he's sleeping on the ground. Can't be. The luck is, if you only have one pillow, you give it to Eved Ivri. Mikan Amru, from here, what the statement is, Hakone Eved Ivri Kakone Adam Latzmo. Someone who purchases an Eved Ivri as if he's purchasing a master for himself. He becomes the master. So you see from here that by the Eved Ivri, the Torah is very makel agav the Eved Ivri. I mean, we treat him very well. So we're treating the Eved Ivri very well. So when he comes to Psukim, where we can darshan l'kula l'chumer for him, we can darshan l'kula. So the Gemara says, so this Chacham says back to Abaye, well, wait a second. I can show you that the Eved Ivri is a really bad guy. If the Eved Ivri is a really bad guy, then we should be machmir on him. He says, Adarava, nachmir alei, mid Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina. We should be machmir on him based on the limud that Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina said. The Amr Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina. Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina said, Bo ure'e kama kosha av koshal shvius. Come and see how difficult or how serious the violation of a secondary violation of shvius. What's a secondary violation of shvius? Rashi says it's a socher pay with shvius. Someone does business with shmita produce. The real main issue with shmita is letting the karka lay fallow, but a secondary, even though it's a deraisa, afka is doing mekka chomemkar. I think Rashi al Torah in Bahar brings this drasha down. Because the pasuk, right now they're going to go through the psukim in Parshas Bahar, which basically go in order. He says, Adam noseb and nosim perishvius, someone who's going to have do business with shmita produce, with sof mocheres metaltlov. In the end, he's going to end up having to sell all his property, or his movable property. Shnemar, so perichafein vayikra. The pasuk says, Vishnasa yovel azos tashuvu ishal chuzaso. During the yovel, everything's going to return. Uksiv, and the pasuk right afterwards is vichisimkeru mimkar lamisecha okoni miyana misecha. If you have to sell your wares. They make the drasha that if you're going to violate the yovel, in this case violate the shmita, you're going to end up having to sell your wares. Right? Kone miyad misecha, davar nik miyad yad. Right? Talking about something that's handed over from hand to hand. Lo hirgish, if he doesn't feel this, he doesn't realize what happened, then lesof mocher sodasov. Then he's going to have to sell his field, because it says, in the continuation of the parasha there, it says, ki amucha chicha, if he becomes poor, umachar mechuzasov, and he has to sell his real estate. Lo bas liyado. So first it says lo hirgish, and it says lo bas liyado. He doesn't realize what's going on. Lasof mocher es beso. He's going to have to end up selling his house. Shneamar, the pasuk says ish ki yimkor beis moshav ir choma. The next part of the parasha is that he sells his house in the walled city, which is, you know, the next mishnah, I guess, that we're going to, the next topic we're going to get to. But the arichoma. So the Gemara then just interjects and says, "Maishna hasan the kamar lo hirgish, maishna hachat the kamar lo bas liyado." The first case he says he doesn't feel it, and the second case he says lo bas liyado. Hirgish, it's sort of like a softer language, hirgish and bas liyado. So Gemara says, "Kedarafuna," like Rafuna says, "Damarafuna kevash shavar adam veira." Once a person does an veira, v'shana von repeats it, hutchulo becomes mutter to him. The Gemara says, "Mutter, right? Hutchulo sagalait becomes mutter to him." No. Let's go mutter to him. Ela ema nasis lo kheter. It comes. It looks. It feels like heter. He did it once. And he goes, no, okay, I'll do it again. Do it again, and now it becomes regular to him. That's why Wentz goes from the Lashon of Hirgish to Lo Bas L'Yado. Because the point being now, first the guy started dealing with commerce on Shemitah. He has to sell his metalkalim, then he has to sell his karka, then he sells his house. Now there's an issue with the girsa here. So the Mesorah Shasas changes the girsa a little bit because it's going in order of the pasuk. So the Gemara says, Lo Bas, and so I don't know how you have it, You have parentheses now, or?
Yes.
Okay, so let's skip the parentheses, and we're going to move the parentheses down afterwards. That's how it goes. So it says, Lo bas liyado, if he doesn't realize it then, ad shemocher esbito, then he's going to end up having to sell his daughter. So it says, Shenemar, the Pasuk says, V'chiyim kor ish esbito la'ama, person sells his daughter as a maidservant. So the Gemara is interjecting, wait a second, but Bito is not in this parsha of Bahar. Selling your daughter is in parsha of Mishpatim, in Shmos Perach of Aleph. So he says, Va'af agav de Bito b'hayin alessa, even though the daughter is not in this parsha, so it's a very non-PC statement now, Nicha le'inish l'zabin l'barte, a person is more willing to sell his daughter to lo lezef b'ribisa, as opposed to borrowing with ribis. He'd rather sell his daughter and get money that way than to borrow money with interest. Digo hasam, because it comes to selling his daughter, Migra of the Azla. As she works, her redemption value, the redemption amount goes down as she works. She has to defease it. So it would be cheaper for him to redeem. But Ilohacha, but here, come most of the Azla. As the length of the loan extends, paying more and more money. A person would rather sell his daughter than borrow with interest. Okay, so that's
looking on the
right. I don't think they had Shiloh for us. Actually, I don't think they had Shiloh for us. You and I got married. So, okay. So then we go back to, so that's the daughter's the next step, and then the next step is Lobas Liyado, if he doesn't feel it then, after he sells his, has to sell his daughter, Lisov Shaloba Beribis, then he's going to end up borrowing money with Ribis, Shenamar, the Pasuk says again, back in the Perichafein Vayikra, Ki Amucha Chicha, right, Umate Yodo Imach, Uksiv Al Tikach Mito Neshach Vesarbit, he gets more destitute, so when you lend him money, don't give the money with interest. Lobas Liyado, he still doesn't get it. Lasof Mocher is Atmu. He's have to sell himself. The parsha continues there. Shneimar ki amucha chicha imach v'nim karlach, and he sold. Lo lecha. Sometimes he's not zoka to sell to Yisrael el a ger. Sometimes he has to go to a ger. Shneimar v'nim karlach ger. And maybe sometimes not even to a ger, but the ger who's a Jew, but the ger tzedek el a ger, not to a ger tzedek who's a full fledged Jew, but sometimes it goes to a ger toshav. Shneimar v'nim karlach ger toshav. And then he says the ger toshav. Sometimes the mishpachas ger, she said, over kachavim. Sometimes the family of a ger, which is a non-Jew, kusha omer ola aker, right? Because it says ola aker again with the ger. She says zed nimkar v'nasas misharis over kachavim atzma. Someone sells himself to laker means to uproot. You go to a non-Jew's house. So Tosfos says the over kachavim's house is supposed to be uprooted. I thought laker means he's uprooting his Jewishness, but he's going into a non-Jewish house. So you see from here that Eved Ivri, basically the whole point of this, the long brisa, is that a person who became an Eved Ivri is because he's not really a good guy. He was doing all these bad things because he was selling Shavuos on, he started with doing commerce with Shemitah produce. And he doesn't recognize everything that's happened to him, so why should we be Mekel on his pigeon? So Amr Leh, so Abai says to him, Ha, Hadre Kra. But the Torah still wants us to redeem him. I think it's a great Hasidic word, no one's lost. Just because he did something wrong, he's still part of Klal Yisrael. We have to redeem him. Hadre Kra, the tiny Rebbe Yishmael, you would think, since he sold himself to a goy, should we then throw the stone on top of the guy who fell? It's a great line. We don't do that. Someone who's nitshal, someone who's fell, what's our job? Our job is not to say he's lost. Our job is to pick him up, right? He says, he should be redeemed by one of his brothers. Everyone has to go help someone. Someone falls, you have to help them. So you see that we're still Mekel. So Gemara says, no, wait a second. It says, Ema, maybe Geula Tielo, very cynical view, maybe Geula Tielo is Delot Litama ben Ol Kachavim, Ulam Lepinion Pidion Nachmir. Okay, you have to redeem him because we don't want to be stuck in a non-Jewish environment. But who's to say that just because we redeem him, we're Mekel on him, that if he wants to redeem himself, he gets the cheaper price. So we're still stuck. Why?
What is a better kasha on the Rabban? The Torah says that he didn't answer. Why does the Torah say that he's equal with the master in all these things, food, drink,
right? So, but
there's
a tension. On one side, we're makel on him because we make you treat him equally. On the other side, the reason why he got the situation is because he's a bad dude. So we have the tension. And why is one side more important than the other side? That why, when you have this two tension, we could go one way, we can go the other way. We just brought down two possibilities. Abai says, oh, we have to focus on the fact that, you know, we have to treat him very well when he's a slave. And the Echam Rabbanu says, no, let's focus on the fact that he was not a good guy.
But Abai is saying it based on the psukim.
Well, he's also saying it based on the psukim. Yeah, there's drushes on the psukim. All these things about of this whole brisa was based on shenemar. And the limit is that one thing leads to the next, leads to the next, leads to the next, because he's not recognizing the avers that he has done, and that's why he's having this precipitous fall.
But still has no bearing on the way we treat him.
Correct.
The question.
No, the question. That was the proof.
How should we treat him?
So the proof. I hear what you're saying.
Our question is how should we treat him?
I hear. Now I hear your question.
Treat him X.
Right.
You bring in a brisa that doesn't. So the
Rabbanan says no, that the fact that he's an evil guy to begin with shows that we don't have to treat him. You're saying, well, if he's such a bad guy, why are we treating him so well to begin with? I hear. Okay? But the bar doesn't go that way. But I definitely hear that. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says no, the reason why we treat him nicely, we treat him and we're making him on the redemption. Again, once we find that the Eved Ivri is Mekel on the redemption, then we have the Gzeir Shava to go back to the Echusa, because that's where we started this whole thing. It says, Amr of Nachem Bar Yitzchak, the Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, when the Eved Ivri redeems himself, he says, Im Od Rabos Bashanim, right, the Fiyam Yashiv, Gulosom Kesem Akazo. It says, if there are the years that are left, Uksiv Im Ma'at Nishar Bashanim. So there's a Rabot Shanim and Ma'at Shanim. So what does that mean? The Chiyish Shanim Rabos, Chiyish Nim Motos, are there big years and there little years? So the Gemara says, Ella Nisraba Kaspo Mikeset Miknaso. Ella Nisraba Kaspo, if his value goes up, then it's Mikeset Miknaso. Then it's based on what he was purchased. Nismai Kaspo, if his value goes down, Kefishanov. It's based on the years that are left. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema, why are you learning it that way? That's such a convoluted way to learn the pasuk. Ve'ema, Hechad Avitarte Upashe Avare Lesev Le Arva. It's just telling you, you go based on how many years are left. If he was bought 6 years, so to Raboshanim or Ma'achanim, if it's a majority of years left or minority of years left, it doesn't matter. You still go based on how many years are left. Why are you making this drush to tell me, based upon his value going up, his value going down? So Gemara says, no, Im Kain, if that was the case, that Raboshanim talked about what the years are left, Nichtov Im Od Raboshanim, Ma Boshanim. What is ba, the base, means Nisrabi Kaspo Bashanim, Mikesev Ignaso, Nismai Kaspo Bashanim Kafishanov, based on it's our drasha. The Bashanim teaches you that if it goes up, you go according to the year that he was bought, and if it goes down, you go according to the years that are left, which is current valuation. Okay? And Amar Rav Yosef says, Darshinu Rav Nachman Lahani Kroi Kisinai. Rav Nachman was Dorish, this pasuk like Har Sinai. Like that's the real drasha. Just interesting, I think. I don't remember, is it Gemara to end the Brachos? I think Gemara to end the Brachos has a machlokas as to whether Sinai is Adif or Oker Harim is Adif. Right? What's more important, to have the breadth of knowledge or to be able to like do the pilpul and to uproot and to do all the lundas? Right, so there's a machlokas, right? And they said Sinai Adif, and who was the example that gave Sinai to end the Brachos? It's Rav Yosef. It's Rav Yosef. So here Rav Yosef is taking the approbation that's given to him and saying it about somebody else. It's the, that was interesting. Okay. No, not commuter. Just a tidbit. Just a, it's not from here. Just a tidbit from here. Mm-hmm. Okay. Lo yimko birachok.
Good recall.
Right. So you're not supposed to. You're not allowed to sell a field that's in the distance. If you feel it's far away. I have a field in Nebraska. I can't. Well, there's one field. I have a field. Far away to redeem, to get the money, and then redeem a field that's close. So we know immediately. How do we know that? The Tanur Rabbanon, we have a brisa that says, this is about talking about the person who's redeeming his field. The pasuk says, "V'hisiga yado u'matzol k'dei gilulaso." How does it tie to v'hisiga yado?
And suffices. Possesses sufficient funds for redemption of the land.
Sorry.
He possesses sufficient funds.
So v'hisiga yado. So it's yad atzmo. We're going to draw it. Yad atzmo. He has yado means his hands, which means shelo yivav yigal. He has to have the funds. He can't borrow the money. Right? He can't borrow the money to redeem. Umatzah. Matzah means it has to be within his right here, right now. Prat le matzui. What does that mean? Oh, matzah means he has to get the, it has to be money that he comes into his possession now. It can't be money that he had originally. Not matzui. He has to, right? If he had the money originally, he should have never sold the field, I guess, to begin with.
It has to be liquid.
It has to be cash on hand. It has to be cash on hand that he got now, right? Prat lematzoi. It can't be cash that you had stored away in the bank. Shelo yimko, which means shelo yimko birachok v'yigal b'karo. From there we learn that you can't sell a distant field in order to buy a, to get a, to you can't sell a distant field in order to redeem a close field, because that distant field was must have been in his possession originally. You can't, I guess the reverse is the same. You can't sell a close field in order to redeem a distant field, because if you had that in your portfolio at the time of the sale, you can't use that portfolio to redeem. It only can be money that you come into after the sale.
Because it's a stay
ahuza
as well, because anything, like selling stock.
I don't know.
You know, like, you
know,
you can't sell one
stay ahuza
for another
stay ahuza. You see, as long if that stay ahuza was in your property, if you got that stay ahuza after the sale, then you can. But if you had that stay ahuza in your property to begin with, no. He says, birah, you can't sell birah, v'yigol b'yafeh, you can't do that. And it says, k'dei gula so, k'dei gula is the entire amount. K'dei gula hu goel v'ein agol l'chatzai. You have to redeem the whole amount, not half. L'memra, come to teach me, the matzah hashtamashma. Matzah, according to here, means that we learn the word matzah. It says v'sigado u'matzah. Means it has to happen. It happens now. Or it happens now. Well, Rimini, remember our eighth grade Gemara and Makos asked the same question over here. Rimini talks about someone who is killing b'shogeg. The pasuk there, brings out a pasuk. It says Hashem Yavos Ra'il Bayar Lachtov Eitzim V'Nitcha Yado B'Garzen L'Chros Ha'Eitz V'Nash L'Barzman Eitz U'Matzah Esra Ve'Eyu. Like you chop off the tree and the tree flies off, or the axe flies off, and it finds his friend, then he kills him. You run to the Er Miklat. So the Gemara there says U'Matzah, right? Prat L'Mamtzis Atzmo. Matzah means he has to be found here, not someone who places himself there. Mikan Amar B'Liazer. From there, B'Liazer learned Im Mishe Yotzah Ev Mitachas Yado. I throw the rock. And I throw the rock and there's nobody there. And while the rock is in the air, some guy opens the door, sticks his head out, and then the rock hits him. So I don't go to Ir Miklat, whether it's Karav Lemezik, Karav Lonis, Machlokes over there. I don't go to Ir Miklat. Mikan Amar Lazar, Mishayotza, Evan Mitachas Yado, Hotzi Alas Erasho, V'Kibla Pater. I don't have to go to Ir Miklat. Alma, Matzah there means, Matzah, the Isa Meikar Mashar. Matzah there means I only go to Ir Miklat if the person is matzah, which means he was there originally. So there we're saying the matzah means if he's there originally. Now we're saying matzah means if he's here, you know, now. So which one is it? What does matzah mean? So the Gemara answers here the same way he answers the Makos, based on the context of the pasuk. Amar Rava, Hacha min yonan dekra, v'hacha min yonan dekra. You have to look at the context of the pasuk. Hacha over here, by the stei achuza, matzah must mean that he had it now. Dum yodi sigi yado. It has to be similar to his siga yado, where now he has the funds, right? My siga yado the hashta. Just his siga yado means he has now. So too, af matzah nami hashta. So too, matzah means now, right? It has to be now. But hach over there, dumi the yar. It's similar. We're comparing the matzah to the forest, just like the forest was there originally. So to this person had to be there originally, right? My yar milsa the isa mikara. Af matzah milsa the isa mikara. So to matzah is something that's there originally. Therefore, it's based on the context of the pasuk. Okay, then the hekdesh. The Mishnah said when it comes to hekdesh, these rules do not apply. So the Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says, "Im go'al yigal." Double lashon. Go'al yigal means you can redeem it in any way. Umalame. Therefore, you learn shelov v'goel. You can borrow and redeem. The goel echatzayin, and you can redeem partial redemptions. Right? Amar of Shimon matam. Shimon says a reason. Shimon is domish storish time at the krah. So what's the reason? Matam. Lefi shematzino b'mokras stei achuza. We see by somebody who sells a stei achuza. Sheyafa koko shemigia yovel b'mocher steyachuza. Someone sells his steyachuza. He is very powerful. In what way? Shemigia yovel v'lo nigala choseres l'bayon liyovel. If he doesn't do anything, he'll still get the land back if he sells his steyachuza. So therefore, hura koko. So therefore, during the time of redemption, the Torah diminishes that power. Since he's more powerful at the end, we can diminish his power during the yovel period. She'ein olo v'vegol, you can't borrow and redeem. Ve'en olo l'chatzoyin, you can't redeem partially. Aval makish te'achuzah. But if you're makish te'achuzah, ho'ol shehura kocho, that at the end, if you don't redeem it, he loses. Right? She'im higia yovel ol nigolo, yotz l'kohanim. If he doesn't redeem, it goes to the kohanim, he loses the te'achuzah. So we're going to increase his power up, you know, during the time period to allow him for redemption. Yofek kocho, that we're going to give him more power, that he can lo v'vegol, v'gol l'chatzoyin. Then the Gemara says, Machlokas Rosh Tosos, as to what this Brisa is talking about. Is this Brisa talking about just now? Tosos doesn't like it. He says, Tani Chada, one Brisa says, Lo v'vegoel, v'goel l'chatzoyin, v'tani idach, ain't a lo v'vegoel, ain't a goel l'chatzoyin. One says you can borrow, one Brisa says you can't borrow. says Lokasha, HaRabbanon, HaRabbi Shimon. One says you can't borrow is Rabbanon because they don't learn the time of the Krah, and one is Rabbi Shimon who says you can go because he learns time of the Krah. So Rashi says that this is just a continuation of what we're talking about now, which is talking about redeeming the Steyachuza. Tosa says that can't be, because if that's the case, then our Stam Mishnah is going, which says that you, that by Hektish you can be Goel Lichatsayin and you can borrow, is going like the Das Yachin, which is, goes like Rav Shimon. He says, why would the Rebbe be, make a Stam Mishnah like a Yachin against the Ravim? So Tosa says it's talking about selling Bati Arichoma. It's almost like a non sequitur, and it starts into the next Mishnah. But again, unless this is, Rashi says that it's just a continuation, and say that the machlokas as to whether or not you could be poda the steyachuz that you're makish lechatsayin, or you can borrow in order to is machlokas rabban rishim. My kasha omer rutzkos baruch lezakim. So the vikar kibbutz torah mishnah shenemar nechavitz maskoy dil to rov yadir.
Sorry.